Keith from Parts Unknown. Let me get a shout out to everybody. Adios.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank
Bye.
You, Keith.
218-326-1234. And where is my legal ID here? Because it is that time.
It is.
This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. You are listening to Green Cheese Hour 2 with host Justine Jacobson and co-host Shannon Antela.
Hello.
We're having a great time tonight. Thanks to all the callers and all the listeners. We got more questions and one more hour. And don't forget at 9 o'clock to keep it right here on KAXE for KAXE After Dark. With your hosts, the Clockhouse, and they'll be playing some heavy metal.
Yes, I'm excited to listen
Getting
to them
crunchy.
On the way home. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Should we reload our
We are. Questions? I want to give a shout out here. We receive support from Wayne's Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at waynesairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time. Yeah. And we also receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones. Member SIPC.
Very good. Should we reload our questions?
Oh, yes. I'll let you go first,
Justine. Okay. The Apple Valley, Minnesota football team has had to move its home games to other locations or adjust the times for daylight play because what kind of bird has built a nest on the field lights and is a protected species? Who was known as the king of hillbilly piano players? When Labor Day first became law, it only applied to whom? What do these four people have in common? Jeff Brown, Bobby Brooks, Nigel Brown, and Colin Smythe. And let's put out there, what is the largest state park by area in Minnesota?
And I'm still looking for this American songwriter was born in Sheffield, Massachusetts on this day in 1820 and was famous for penning the Civil War song, The Battle Cry of Freedom. Epilone mutica is a scientific name for what Minnesota reptile commonly found in the lower St. Croix and Minnesota River? And what is a Geiger counter used to measure?
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on sure. Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese.
Hello.
We would like to answer the question about hillbilly piano player.
Yeah.
Is it Jerry Lee Lewis?
It is not Jerry Lee Lewis.
Ooh. Oh.
Nope.
Darn.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
Boy, this voice sounds familiar. Who is this talking?
No, I've never gotten in before.
You
I've been
haven't?
For years.
But you have a voice of an angel. Who is this?
My name is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Hello, Brenda.
Hello, lady.
Good job getting through calling
yeah.
in.
I was surprised.
Sometimes oh, you just hit it right.
So first time caller in, but long time listener, is that correct?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you have any shout outs?
Well, no, we don't know anybody who listens to this show.
Well, you need to come to the Green Cheese Picnic and we will make you friends, my dear. For sure.
Oh.
Many,
you
many
can just
friends.
Shout out all the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shout out to
now.
All the listeners.
Well,
this
wonderful.
Is Jim and Brenda at Stump Lake.
Excellent. Thanks,
well,
Jim
thanks.
And Brenda.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I have an answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
So a Geiger counter measures rads of radiation.
Correct.
Ding, ding,
ding. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Who's calling?
So this is Dawn, and I'm calling from Owen Lake.
Well, hi, Dawn.
Excellent. Do you have any shout-outs?
No, my whole family is here with me, so except for our Portland crew, which they may or may not be listening. So
okay.
I would shout out to Drew, Sarah, Jonas, and Alma in Portland, Oregon.
It never hurts to shout them out, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much, Dawn.
Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I have a very scientifically accurate answer for the Geiger counter question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready for this? It measures the lack of knowledge my father has for technology. For example, he'll say, Leah, grab out your Geiger counter and look up what chalk is made of. Or, Leah, take out your Geiger counter and bring up the map. So I can make sure that we're going to the lumber yard and you're not taking me to the dentist.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm assuming, my dear listener, that your name is Leah.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It is. Yes, it is.
Oh.
And his grandchildren love it when he says stuff like that, too.
Oh, funny.
Well, that was about as accurate as I could get, for sure.
Yes. Perfect. I would like to give a shout out to my eldest daughter who just started college at Concordia in Moorhead.
Oh,
Savannah,
Cobber.
Love you. And hope, yeah. Hopefully you're still listening and Grandpa misses you too.
Aw.
Well, tell her to get her Cobber friends to listen to Green Cheese.
It's a great
Definitely.
Time.
Definitely.
That's Wholesome what I'm Saturday night fun.
Yes.
They can stream it on their Geiger counter.
They sure
yes,
could.
Yes, they can. I'm sure that's
I
possible.
I think they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thanks
Have
for
a good
listening.
Night.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, it's Linda from Doan Lake.
Hi, Linda. Oh, how are you?
Hi. Good. I'm good. We're sitting here with Zoot and Galahad on the lake. Enjoying,
oh, fun. Hey.
Enjoying a nice time. Our kids are down on the dock pulling in fish.
Oh, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Life is really good. So I have the answer to the bird that's in the lights at the Apple Valley High School football team. That would be an osprey.
Very good. Ding, ding. Yep.
Yes. So I'll give a shout out to all the Green Cheese listeners, Mojo and the sauna, and I don't have to shout out to Zoot and Galahad. They're sitting right here to the right. And
but shout out to them for
this.
Us.
Yep.
I will. And Zoot made cherry pie tonight from the cherry tree in the front yard that her dad ordered for her, and it was delicious.
Oh,
so
Lord,
we are living a good life tonight.
You are.
We're a little bit jealous.
Alrighty.
Thanks.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Oh, lost them. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Alex Trebek calling from Grand Marais.
Alex Trebek himself?
My gosh, I haven't heard from you in ages, Alex. How are you doing?
From the great beyond.
Your studio has been stimulating tonight.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to answer the question about the four gentlemen that had something in common.
Yeah.
I believe that they are golfers. Or, sorry, what is golfers?
Well, see, this is not Jeopardy because you do have the added challenge of getting through on the phone line.
But Alex wants to do it his way. It's fine.
Well, and I hate to tell you, I hate to break it to you. No, they are not all golfers.
Oh, bum, ba, dum, bum, bum.
Yep.
wrong show.
Wow, wow, wow.
But I want to give a shout out to all my fishermen friends up here in Grand Marais. They do a wonderful job.
Isn't it nice up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It is beautiful.
Yep. I love northern Minnesota.
Well, thanks for listening
all right,
there,
well,
Alex.
You all have a great night.
You too.
You too. Life's great in the 218.
Mm-hmm.
Should we recap our questions, Shannon?
Oh, yes. I'll go first here.
Okay.
Still looking for the American songwriter that was born in Sheffield, Massachusetts on this day in 1820 and was famous for penning the Civil War song, The Battle Cry of Freedom. Still looking for Apollone mutica is a scientific name for what Minnesota reptile? Commonly found in the lower St. Croix and Minnesota River. And I'll throw a new one out. What constellation are the stars Castor and Pollux in?
All right, 218-326-1234. Still looking for who was known as the king of hillbilly piano players? What is the largest state park by area in Minnesota? When Labor Day first became law, it only applied to whom? What do these four people have in common? Jeff Brown, Bobby Brooks, Nigel Brown, Colin Smythe. And let's throw out the new one. In the Watergate scandal, what did CREEP stand for? CREEP in the Watergate scandal. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did you get the answer to the largest state park in Minnesota?
No. Do you have an answer for me?
Well, I just happened to work there for a few years. I believe it is St. Croix State Park.
It is St. Croix State Park. Good job. Ding, ding, ding. Who's calling?
This is Bob and Mary at Windmill Farms down in Beldenville, Wisconsin.
Excellent.
And we'd like to do a shout out to Jan and Suzanne, our friends, who just visited us, or Jan did, and they're out in California listening tonight.
Isn't Wonderful. That fantastic? People come here and they have friends that mm-hmm. get them to listen, and they go back to where they're from and mm-hmm. they start listening and they tell two friends and they tell two friends.
Yep.
And
they yep.
It's a circle.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yep. Thanks for listening and right. good job.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Bob.
218-326-1234. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Well, hi. This is Sunny out on Bass Lake. How
hi,
are you
tonight? Sunny. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Sunny.
I'm doing good.
Good.
Are we still looking for the king of hillbilly piano players?
We are. Do you have an answer?
Okay. You know, I'm going to take I know it's not the kid on Deliverance because although he was a hillbilly, he was not a piano player.
No.
Yeah, so I'm going with Liberace.
No, not Liberace.
Not Liberace. Can I try one more on the largest by area state park?
Sure.
Well, since we're in northern Minnesota, it has to be Itasca State Park.
No, it's not. And in fact, it was just answered, the caller just before you had the answer. It's St. Croix State Park down by Taylor's Falls.
Well, you guys have a good night.
Well, thanks for listening and thanks for playing.
Thanks, Sunny.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, hey.
Hi.
First ones to get the Labor Day holiday off, I'm going to guess, was federal workers.
You got it. Yep, ding, mm-hmm. ding. When Labor Day first became law, it only applied to federal workers.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
What was the piano player, the hillbilly piano player? Was his name Moon Mullah?
Moon Mullican.
Whoa, you are on a streak there, sir.
You got it.
Dane.
Ding, ding.
Thank you very much, girls.
Yeah, who's this?
Who's calling?
Breezeway in Virginia.
Oh, Breezeway.
Oh, hey, times two. Look
good to hear
that.
From you guys. Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Has anybody answered the star question yet?
No. Nope.
Can you repeat it again?
What constellation are the stars Castor and Pollux in?
Okay, I'm going to have my niece answer it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and say it.
Gemini.
Ding, ding. Correct.
Yay. Woohoo.
Yes.
her dad actually knew that answer, but...
That's okay.
Yeah, that was my niece Yvette. Yep.
Good job. Thanks.
And we're giving a shout out. We're on Caribou Lake, north of Grand Rapids.
Excellent.
And we're giving a shout out to all the Tessmans and Ugalas out here and the loons on the lake.
And who were you, Miss Collar?
My name's Renee.
All
My
right.
name's Renee. And Renee. I've been listening since the 1990s.
Oh, wonderful.
Way to go.
That just gave me the warm and fuzzies. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye. We love green cheese.
Green Cheese loves you too.
Yes, we love you too. Thank you for listening.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, I just got beat by somebody's niece. Good deal. Gemini is Castor Pollux, the twins.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
An appropriate Minnesota constellation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Is this Galahad?
Galahad on Dome Lake, which is interesting.
Hey, you came off of the dock, did you?
Yeah, and did then there's Linda and Zoot.
Did you save us a piece of pie?
The pie is gone.
Oh, no. Pie is gone. Yeah. Pie is history.
Zoot got the last piece, so she made it. But then she got to scoop all the cherries that fell out of everybody else's piece for her.
Oh, it sounds just delightful.
Mm-hmm.
So, what a beautiful night here, though. The mosquitoes might be coming out soon.
Yeah, pretty soon, that, I bet.
Thanks for entertaining us.
I was in Target, and I saw that insect repellent is on clearance. So that is a good sign that they know that the end is near.
Okay.
Bring on the glory days. Bye.
Thanks, Zoot.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Creek was committed to reelect the president while Nixon was in office.
Yep.
He came in with such force. He knew this answer.
In the Watergate scandal, CREEP stands for the Committee to Reelect the President. What an appropriate acronym that turned out to be.
When one of your favorite movie stars, Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford, you know that.
All the President's Men.
Mm-hmm.
Woodward and Bernstein. Oh.
Thank you very much.
I wrote my senior thesis on Watergate.
What was your name, caller? Did we lose them?
Lost them.
Caller with no name.
Yep. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Pleasant Lake Water Protectors. This is one of our last times that we're going to be calling in because we sold the cabin.
You can still listen online.
You can still call in.
We for sure will. And we're in the cities, but this is our last time signing off as the Pleasant Lake Water Protectors.
Oh, so you're going to have a new alias.
We'll have to come up with a new alias.
I'm sorry.
But I just want to wish all my people, everybody in that side of the world, that you're loved. We don't have to do the things that happen down in the cities. And it's a great place.
Yeah.
Love your family, love your cabins, love your people. That's my message.
Yep. Love
new
love
chapter
each other.
For you there, sir, from Pleasant Lake.
Do an act of Thank kindness you. Today. Help one person smile.
Pay it forward.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm gonna miss you guys, but I'll be there. We'll come up with the new nickname.
Okay. I'm gonna
you'll have to come up to visit.
Yes.
We'll still be here.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't threaten me with a good time, but we'll be there.
And I'm just telling you, from one cheesehead to another, just because you're not in Minnesota, seriously, does not mean I have been in Arizona 2 hours difference, and I have listened to Green Cheese, for sure.
Always.
It can happen.
Always. Well, tip of the hat to the cabin.
Yes. Have a good night. Enjoy.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese, yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
Has the creep question been answered?
It did, but you go ahead and answer it too since you were on hold.
Oh, well, it's not satisfying.
Oh. I understand.
But it can be. Let's just start over, Justine. Come on.
I understand.
It was a committee to reelect the president.
Ding, ding. I'll still give you the ding, ding. See?
It's like I just heard it. I just heard it.
Good job.
That's no better.
It's no solace for you. I understand.
No, it's no solace.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, who's calling?
Calling from Anoka.
Oh, hey, Anoka.
Hello.
Yes.
Shout out.
Can I give a shout out?
Yep.
Okay, to the Bog Witch and her friend Val.
Oh, hey, that's a new one on me. I like that the Bog Witch has a friend named Val.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Anoka.
Thank you. Yep. Bye. Bye-bye.
Ah, support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Center rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. Support for KXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential construction, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. More information at EdwardsLaPlante.com.
Very good. Let's recap our questions still out there. I've got, what do these four people have in common? If I don't get an answer for this, Keach said it wasn't,
never been in the living room, right?
And he was right. He was right. They are four people who have never been in his kitchen, as far as I know.
Or his living room, probably.
I can't definitively answer that. No. I have to take his word for it. But no, I'll if we don't get an answer for that, I'll tell it by the end of the hour, because it does have, it does circle back to a topic that we were on earlier in the show. So also still out there, let's see. Oh my gosh, my questions got answered. Let's put out there.
You know how I feel.
I do. In 1963, Harvey Ball, a commercial artist from Worcester, Mass., created one of the most memorable images in history when an insurance company asked him to design something that would help improve employee morale after a merger that had left had left employees uneasy. What image did Harvey Ball create?
Interesting.
Yeah, right? Ooh. We had the largest state park by area in Minnesota. What is the smallest state park by area in Minnesota? Another star question. An observed pattern of stars in the sky and a more general concept than the 88 formally defined constellations is known as what? What is a general observed pattern of stars in the sky, not a constellation? 218-326-1234, Shannon.
Yep. I'm still looking for the American songwriter that was born in Sheffield, Massachusetts on this day in 1820 and was famous for penning the Civil War song, The Battle Cry of Freedom. Apollone Matika is the scientific name for what Minnesota reptile commonly found in the lower St. Croix and Minnesota River. And a new one. This restaurant is Justine and I's date night spot before Green Cheese. And they opened the doors to their first of their chain in the founder's beloved hometown of Sauk City, Wisconsin. 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Hi. This is Chris calling from the Sweaty Turtle Lodge on Turtle Lake.
The Sweaty Turtle.
I just wanted to...
They're really sweaty out there. Oh, no, Chris.
I appreciate the trivia question for Stevie Ray Vaughan. He was my ultimate favorite musician.
You and lots of other people, yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yep.
And I just wanted to call and give a shout out to my neighbors. I have the greatest neighbors you could ever ask for here, the Franks. So shout out to the Franks, my neighbors.
Nice. Cool. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Justine.
Yep, bye, Chris.
Yep, bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, the smallest state park in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Franz Jevny
up by Birchdale. Ooh. Yep, ding, ding. Good job.
Yeah, absolutely. Biggest wall of my life. Biggest walleye of my life I caught in there.
Nice.
I bet.
Nice.
Who's the caller here? Good. What's your name?
Oh, Aikio Islanders again.
Oh, hey, okay.
Here we are.
Yep.
Now we're watching the moon rise.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
Life's good. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Going once, going twice. Ding, ding. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Am I on Green Cheese?
You are on Green Cheese, sir.
Oh, I went from four to on in 10 seconds.
Well, the person in front of you, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, this is Sunny again on Bass Lake.
Hey, Sunny.
The Harvey Ball question.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems obvious, but this is a business thing that I studied, and everybody in business pretty much knows what he created the Harvey balls, and it's a circle that is shaded in either half or three quarters or a quarter that can indicate like things like customer satisfaction or, you know, if it's almost all filled in, well, that's 100% like a pie. If it's a quarter, it's, well, I'm 25% happy.
Well, okay.
They're called Harvey balls.
Okay. He may have created that, but that's not something that he created that I was looking for. Oh, I was looking for an image that he created when an insurance company asked him to design something that would help improve employee morale after a merger that had left employees uneasy. Yep, it was something different.
You stumped me there.
Okay, well.
But then thanks. You also educated us there too, sir.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I do like Harvey balls because it cuts through all the complexity and just, you know,
yeah.
If it's half shaded, you know, it's half good.
Okay.
I like it.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling in again.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Migrating Warblers in Bemidji.
Hi, guys.
Well,
yeah.
Hi. We have the great fortune of entertaining this long Labor Day weekend some very dear cousins from, I guess I should call them, migrating warblers that have migrated from Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin warblers.
Wisconsin warblers. And being Wisconsin warblers, when you asked the question about that restaurant from Sauk City, was it Wisconsin?
Sauk City, yes.
They both shouted out, Culver's.
Culver's.
Might that be right?
Yeah.
That is right. So Justine, every time, but right before we come to Green Cheese, Justine's like, we got to go to the Culver's.
Well, we used to when I lived in Farmington, we had like, you couldn't swing a dead cat and not hit a Culver's down there, you know? So I'm north of Chisholm. And the closest Culver's to me is in Grand Rapids, which is over an hour away. So it's like, yeah, when I come to Grand Rapids, I'm going to Culver's.
I love her enough to let her indulge.
Have to work for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Gotta want it.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, if I may, I'd like to give a shout out to OJ in Prairie City, Oregon, and the White Pine Transplants.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks
so much, ladies.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Do we have any underwriters?
No. I want to refresh my questions if you don't mind, because we've got some smarties tonight.
We do.
It must be the moon that they were just talking about, you know?
I think they've been taking their vitamins.
I'm still looking for the American songwriter that was born in Sheffield, Massachusetts in 1820 on this day and was famous for penning the Civil War song, The Battle Cry of Freedom. Still looking for Apollone Mutica is a scientific name for what Minnesota reptile found in the lower St. Croix and Minnesota River. And one more, a new one. Horseradish was the first commercially packaged and sold by what Pittsburgh-based company?
Okay, 218-326-1234. Still looking for the answer to an observed pattern of stars in the sky and a more general concept than the 88 formally defined constellations is known as what? In 1963, Harvey Ball, a commercial artist from Worcester, Mass., created one of the most memorable images in history when an insurance company asked him to design something that would help improve employee morale after a merger that had left employees uneasy. What did Harvey Ball create? What image did Harvey Ball create? And that's kind of a tie to Labor Day because it's about the workers. Okay. Nice. Still looking for the answer to what do these four people have in common? Jeff Brown, Bobby Brooks, Nigel Brown, and Colin Smythe. And let's throw out there, Scottish actor David McCallum played the role of a medical examiner in what television series? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yep. I just watched my future crumble through my fingers when Migrating Warblers answered that Culver's question.
Oh, mm-hmm. Darn it.
But you wouldn't answer the BTO, huh?
I didn't know it. I did not know it.
I bet you could throw down with some Culver's.
Apparently you didn't either, Miss Google. Apparently you didn't either, Miss Google.
No. I had that one right. It was the other ones that I got schooled for, sir. The oxygen and...
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, I like that. I like the sound of that.
Bet you do.
Well, so I'm going to take a stab. I'm going to take a stab at the Civil War veteran that wrote the song. What was it? Beloved.
The Battle Cry of Freedom.
Yeah, that was Randy Bachman for Turner Overdrive.
The yes!
Battle Cry of Freedom. Bow, bow.
I thought it was Tim.
The Battle Cry of Freedom. Bow, bow.
No, it was Tim Bachman. Wasn't Randy.
Oh, yeah. Tim Bachman. Yeah. No, it's always Randy. Tim Bachman. Tim Bachman thought Bachman was a hanger-on. He was a hanger-on. He was nothing. All right, Keith from Parts Unknown. Shout out to you two gals. You fucking, that was part of my French. You're doing...
Oh. Oh, Keith. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
This is Dean, and I have the answer for David McCallum for NCIS.
Yes. Ooh. David McCallum was a medical examiner in NCIS.
He
was
an NCIS question. Ooh, I like it.
I love NCIS. Yes. Are you an NCIS fan?
Kind of.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to Les and Brenda on Lake Vermilion.
Oh, beautiful. Well,
who is this caller? Your name or your name? Your voice sounds familiar.
My name is Jen.
Is this your first time getting in? Jen?
Jen, yep. Jennifer?
Yep. Is this the first time that you've called in?
First time ever.
Oh, wow. Good job.
We've had a few first timers. This is amazing.
It is fun.
Really fun.
Cool.
Well, thanks for listening, Jen.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good night.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, has anybody answered the Apollone Mutica question?
No, please put me out of my misery, sir.
Well, we were just on the St. Croix a little while ago, and that would be a soft shell turtle.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Oh, my gosh. We should get the bells and whistles. Ding, yes. Ding. Did you see one when you were on the St. Croix River?
Yeah, it was a good day on the river.
That's a beautiful river.
This is the Langs of Northfield. We'll give a shout-out back to the IQ Islanders.
Cool. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, you guys.
You bet. Great show tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mom. I'm going to be home a little late tonight.
Nah, did she give you permission?
We got an answer for you. I want to guess after that last caller guess that the Harvey Ball creation must have been that yellow smiley face.
Yes. Yep, that was ding ding, the yellow smiley face. Harvey Ball couldn't have predicted the cultural phenomenon that followed. By the 1970s... What?
That's really something that's been around forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so simple.
Since 1963. By the 1970s, the smiley face appeared everywhere. On buttons, posters, stickers, and eventually across global advertising campaigns. It became a universal symbol of optimism and goodwill. Despite its massive popularity, Ball never trademarked the design, meaning he never profited from the billions of reproductions.
Whoa.
Instead, he embraced its spirit, later founding World Smile Day, which is the first Friday in October, to spread kindness and positivity worldwide. The catchphrase for the day is "Do an act of kindness, help one person smile." Aww. I just thought that was a cool story. I got to give a shout out to my friend Christy for sharing that story with me.
Cool.
That's good stuff. That's beautiful.
Yep, it is, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
That's why we're here.
Thank you. I'll be home in an hour, Mom.
Sounds good. Yep, drive safe.
Bye-bye. Nothing past Bye. Midnight.
218-326-1234. Fucking A. Hello, you're on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'd like to put an answer in for the four gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'll put her out of her misery.
Oh, yes. We believe that they're all baseball players.
Nope, they're not all baseball players.
Oh, we missed that one then.
Okay.
Shout out to Graham Murray and all the crew up here.
Who's calling?
Brad.
Hello, Brad. Anderson.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, good guess. Yeah. And as far as I know, they might have played baseball at some point in their life. I can't definitively say that they were not baseball players, but no, that is not the common thread that binds those four together.
I'm sorry we didn't put you out of your misery.
Nope.
Just keep going.
It's okay. I'm not miserable
about
it.
We still have
about
20-some minutes.
We'll keep dialing then.
It's all a part of the game.
Thanks, Brad.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Has the battle cry of freedom question been answered?
No. You got anything there for me?
Sound so disappointed.
I was thinking, you know, of all the other questions I had that people were just whip smart, this one I was expecting to be answered sooner, but that's okay. What do you got for me?
George Root.
Yes!
Ding, ding.
Oh, my goodness. Yay. Thank you. Who is calling?
Calling from Anoka.
Oh, it's Anoka.
The Anokas again.
Good to hear from you.
Yes.
Good job. Ding, ding.
There are smart people in Anoka tonight.
Okay,
for
bye.
Sure.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did you get the horseradish question?
I did not.
I'm just taking a wild stab. I think it's probably Heinz.
That is correct.
Ding, ding.
Yes, ding, ding.
Good job.
Yeah. Right. Who's calling?
This is Bob and Mary again over in Beldenville, Wisconsin.
Well, hi.
And we do have one of the bigger horseradishes farms in the country here, Silver Springs. A lot of people have ate that.
Really?
I like Silver Springs horseradish.
I will say what my favorite dish having horseradishes is steak.
Yeah. It goes well with beef. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Prime rib with horseradish sauce.
Yes.
Cocktail sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's good stuff.
My wife loves it. I'm not so much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste sometimes.
My husband doesn't like it either. But.
Well, thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks.
Can I do a quick shout out to all of Mary's friends from the class of 72 up in Crosby?
Awesome.
Ooh.
Very good. Thanks.
Have a good night.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Should we recap our questions?
I'm going to need to get new ones.
Yeah, me too.
Smarty pantses. Go ahead there,
Justine. Okay. Still looking for an observed pattern of stars in the sky and a more general concept than the 88 formally defined constellations is known as what? Let's have another David McCallum question. What was the name of David McCallum's character in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? What area lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge? And who wrote the Kenny Rogers Dolly Parton hit Islands in the Stream?
Ooh. New ones here. This baseball player nicknamed the Splendid Splinter. And the last player to hit .400 in a season was born on this day in 1918. What disease stems from the medieval term that means bad air? And name the technique of folding and rolling dough for croissants. 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. Has anybody answered the restaurant question?
You can go ahead and answer it, for sure.
Okay. How about Applebee's?
No, that's not what I have. It did get answered earlier, and it's Culver's.
Oh, it is Culver's.
It is Culver's.
Dang it.
That's okay.
Anyway, this is the whole group from Breezy Point.
Breezy Point,
Lake Vermilion.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just love you guys. We've been listening to you for 30 years.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun to have you along.
Donate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Jimmy Slicks up on Lake 14.
Hi, Jimmy Slicks.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, we are answering Islands in the Stream.
Yeah.
Barry Gibb.
Yes. The Bee Gees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, song credit to the Bee Gees, but yep.
The Bee Gees.
Yep.
All right.
Good job. Ding, ding.
Shout out. Yeah, special shout out to the Breezeway up in Virginia.
Cool.
We've called in a couple times.
They're on the... on the airwaves with us, yep.
We are.
All right. Hey, Breezeway.
Very good. Thanks for listening.
All right, have a good night.
Yep,
thanks
for calling.
Night.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm gonna take a stab at this answer, but I think it seems like it's too easy. So a cluster of stars is my answer for the star groups that are not in a constellation.
No, it is. So your answer is a cluster of stars?
Yeah, cluster.
Nope. No, it's not a cluster.
All right. Well, no. Like I said, it seemed too easy.
Well, it's a good guess. It's a good guess.
I'm here to tell you I did all the easy questions tonight.
and so, sorry, Keith, I wanted to take another guess then at bad air.
Yep, go ahead.
Is that pneumonia?
Nope, that's not what I have.
Oh, so two wrong out of two.
That's okay. You're a winner in our eyes. Who's calling?
This is Danger Camp Oahu.
Oh, hey, Danger Camp. Hey. Good to hear from you guys.
So great show tonight. We're having a great time.
Oh, thanks.
Wonderful.
So are we. Yep, good to have you along.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, kind of the cabin closer, if you will.
Oh, no, I don't want to believe
well,
that.
Well, I mean, it's not for everybody, but, you know, like the cabin opener was Memorial Day weekend. This is kind of like the...
Oh,
yeah.
Makes
I know.
Me sad.
I know.
I don't want to admit it.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, again, I wanted to answer the malaria question.
Oh. Well, you did.
Bad air.
Nancy.
Good job, Nancy.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, a little Spanish helps every now and then.
I mean, good job, caller, whose voice I don't recognize at all
whatsoever. We're going to call her Fancy.
Stranger okay. I've never met before.
Yes. Yep. Miss Omelette.
Call me the left-handed Limburger lover.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I like that. I'm down right now.
But thanks. I gave it away now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like to shout out to the people that called in, long-time listeners called in for the first time.
Isn't that fun
Jim
to hear?
Jim and Brenda mm-hmm. from Stump Lake.
I know.
It's fun to hear. People really getting the bravery to call in and put yourself out. You're putting yourself out there when you call in, that's for sure.
Yeah, now we've got them hooked.
Now,
yes,
now they're ours.
They'll be calling again.
Mm-hmm. Come to the dark side. Thanks, Nancy.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Ken, the group of stars.
Yeah.
Is that called a Subaru?
No, it's not called a Subaru, ooh, although that is a group of stars, yep.
So do you know that any of the Subaru cars that you see, that insignia on the front, their insignia, is from that group of stars, Subaru?
Yep.
Wow.
I think it's 7 or 9 stars,
yep.
Which is pretty cool.
Yep. So, nope, there's anyways, a different term.
Wrong answer. It's fun getting in. I like your show.
Thanks for calling. And what's your name?
And it's Ken, right?
Ken?
This is Ken out of Bemidji, yeah.
All right.
Good to hear from you tonight. Thank you.
Our sisters.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey. Hi. Sorry, I'm pretty far from my source. You just had a question about a word similar to constellations, but a symbol of stars?
An observed pattern of stars in the sky, but a more general concept than the 88 formally defined constellations is known as what?
Is that an asterism?
It is an asterism.
Dick, you should have seen her jump.
Ding, ding, I did.
Oh,
I jumped
goodness.
Right out of my chair.
Well, hey, I just want to say thanks for a great show, and it was awesome to see everybody at the picnic.
I didn't catch your name.
Oh, can I give a shout out? This is the Scooty Crew.
Scooty.
I'd love to give a shout out to my better half who's listening on Half Moon Lake.
Aww.
And to all the other cheesers. We got some first timers over on Half Moon over at Shirley's place. So
awesome.
Shout out.
We always have new listeners.
I love it.
I love it. Yep. We always have to remember we always have new listeners.
Yes.
Cool. Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about David McCollum.
Yeah.
Now, when you asked that first question about him, I had no idea about NCIS because I only knew him from Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh.
And I was a little kid, and I think I had a crush on him.
Oh, he was, yeah, he was dreamy.
Ilya Kuryakin.
Ilya Kuryakin, very good. Ding,
oh,
ding,
yeah.
ding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
This is migrating warblers again.
There yep. he is.
So, fun story. In NCIS, in the first mm-hmm. season, one of the characters asks Gibbs, what do you think Ducky, which is David McCallum's character in NCIS, okay. looked like when he was younger? And Gibbs's answer was Ilya Kuryakin. I love when they do that. Yep.
Oh, I love it. And probably about 1/10 of the people got it right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great. Thank
yep.
you.
Thanks. Yep. Bye.
Thanks, you guys, for a great show.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
It's nice to be on Green Cheese.
It is nice, isn't it?
I'm going to guess another stab on your star questions. You talked about general patterns of stars, not constellations.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure how you were. And this is probably wrong, but I was thinking, how about a galaxy?
No, it's not a galaxy. It was answered. It is an asterism.
Well, that's okay. Someone I'm here, Linda Dillon Lake, told me asterism. Like, I've never heard that word. And then bad air, I don't know, but I fly a lot, and they have eliminated the term turbulence. And now they now call it rough air. Beware, or it could be rough air.
Really?
Sure.
Oh,
so, yeah, no, they don't say the word turbulence is like banned in airplanes these days.
Huh. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I guess I'll ask my son, the pilot.
Yeah, I didn't realize that in my last couple flights, but, huh.
Yeah. Try to find out. Okay. Well, we're still enjoying the show.
Thanks, Galahad.
Yep.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
Larry from West Evelyn.
Hi, Larry from West Evelyn. Yeah.
Long time listener, first time caller, perpetual liar.
Yeah, aww. I was going to say, I know you called in before. I know your type.
And because I had the right answer and a nice young lady just picked it out a moment ago, I'm still going to throw in $5. It's Han Solo and Kuryakin. Kuryakin and Solo. David McCallum.
Yep.
And 62 times on the phone, and then she beat me by 2 callers.
Isn't
I'm
that just the way
shout
of
out
it?
For her, too.
That's a good question, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah,
well,
I mean,
you got
he
me
was
beat.
Almost a quiet fella, and you didn't give him much attention. He wasn't like Rocky or Bruce Willis or something like that. He was second guy number 2 from
yep. Yep, he was Robert Vaughn's sidekick and kind of became an unexpected sex symbol. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to judge that, okay?
No, that's the fact. That's what happened. I'll say it.
But I'm sure the women that felt for him were good-looking girls, too. Much like you.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome.
Good to hear from you.
Have a good night.
Bye. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, calling in question or answer for the four gentlemen.
Yeah.
Were they boxers?
Nope, they weren't boxers. They were not boxers. Oh. You know what? I'm going to, as long as I have you on the air taking a guess at that question, I'm going to answer it because it's been for the whole show.
The whole show.
Yep. Yeah, the four people, these four people, Jeff Brown, Bobby Brooks, Nigel Brown, and Colin Smythe, were the other four people that were killed in the helicopter crash that killed Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Wow.
So there you go.
That's wild.
This is the
Band of Luncheonette.
Oh, good to hear from you guys. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, great show. Tough questions, tough to get in, but it's been fun.
Well, some tough ones, then we got to throw some softballs out there.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
All right, shout out to the Keith and BTO.
Thanks. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Night. Yep.
Bye. Should we reload our questions one more time and then just take callers until it's time to sign up and give me our shout-outs?
I'll need a few minutes to talk about all of our callers tonight,
too.
Yeah,
for sure. We've had a lot.
Yep. So I am looking for the baseball player nicknamed the Splendid Splinter and the last player to hit a .400 in a season was born on this day in 1918. And the name, the technique for folding and rolling dough for croissants. And I'll throw one more. Which is the oldest fast food restaurant?
Ooh, instant. Interesting. I was going to say instant. It's getting late. Okay. Still out there. What area lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge? What is the common name for vasomotor symptoms? What are the names of the three Canadian maritime provinces? And what are the names of the Wonder Twins?
218-326-1234.
Okay, let's see, where am I? Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Has anybody answered the Splendid Splitter at 400?
No.
That would be Ted Williams.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
You are a winner. Do you know what year he did that in? Bonus time.
Oh boy, you're pushing me now. I don't have that.
I'll just say it since it's getting to the end of the night. He achieved this on September 28th, 1941.
Oh, that's right.
In a double. I knew you knew that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You got it.
In a doubleheader against the Philadelphia Athletics.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks for answering.
Who's calling? Did you say that already? Did I miss that?
Shout out for the Turtle Man and Roscoe.
Ah, Turtle Man.
Turtle Man and Roscoe. Like it.
Good to hear from you.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Did you have any shout outs?
Oh, yeah, to the Turtle Man and Roscoe.
Oh, I thought this was the Turtle Man and Roscoe.
I thought this was the Turtle Man and Roscoe.
No, this is one of the Eddies.
Oh, this is one of the Eddies. Okay.
How many Eddies are there?
I don't know.
Oh, there's everywhere.
I feel like we need another show for this.
There's an Eddie under every doily, I think.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Hey, Jigs. Yep, good to hear from you again.
Yeah, well, I just got my question answered with the Ted Williams deal. But,
I'm sorry.
I was riding my motorcycle up north one time, and that smallest park in Minnesota is some Franz Park.
Yep, Franz Jevny.
Rainy River.
Yep.
It's up there where I went through it, and it's like, if I blinked, I would have missed it, but I went through it.
Yep.
So I don't know what the other name was, but it was, I remember a Franz something.
Franz Jevny.
Okay. Yep. Well, that gets me, so I don't know. All I know is I went through.
But you knew
part. You knew it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jake.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I have an answer for the dough working for croissants.
Yep. What's the name for the technique of folding and rolling dough for croissants?
Is that called laminating?
Yes.
Ding,
correct.
Ding.
Ding, ding.
Yay, all the watching British Baking Show paid off.
Yes. I know. Yes.
This is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are in
Hi.
Grand Rapids.
I was pretty sure it was Janet.
Ladies. Thanks for being with us tonight, Janet.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Good night.
218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Evening again, ladies. This is Canada calling.
Hello, Canada.
Oh, my gosh. First and probably the last caller
John.
Of the night. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that...
We could get into the rest, but hey, it's really cool to hear some new callers and all
that
good
fun?
Stuff.
Yeah.
So I was going to take a stab at the oldest restaurant, but then I heard the Canadian question, so we'll do that instead. So I think you're looking for New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island.
Ding, ding, ding. Woo! The Canadian Maritime Provinces. Good job.
Yeah, now most Canadians would also consider Newfoundland a maritime province, but technically, usually when you say the Maritimes, it's kind of the ones more towards the south. So.
Yep.
Anyway, good show tonight.
Thank you.
Shout out to all the new callers, all the regulars. And I swear, if Peach's Fiddlesticks gets the show taken off the air, well, yeah, something to pay.
Unfortunately, he wasn't the only one.
We're just going to let that go. Just. Okay.
Good show tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for the entertainment. And everyone take care and have a good week.
Thanks,
John. Happy Labor Day.
Thanks. You too.
Support organized labor.
Yep. All right. And with that, we're going to.
What a night.
What do you got for us, Shannon?
All right. So we have John that just called in, times two from Stanbury, Ontario. Nikki, Ricky, and Mikey from Minneapolis, times two. Effie Jones, Bass Lake. Shopper Fam, Cam and Effie on Bass Lake. Tom, Ranch and Relax. Simon and Lakes, times two. Effie Jones, Maddie. Tyler from Early, Minnesota. Trey, Keach, times four. Fillmore and Janet. Janet from Downtown Nomlin times three, Hondo's Heroes. Gina and Mike from Breezeway. Doodle Acres, Don and Janet times three, Ikeo Islanders times two, PJ, the Breezeway times two, Randy, Murphy Hill, Jigs from the Garage, Brendan, Jim, Don from Owen Lake, Leah, Linda from Dome Lake, Alex Trebek, Bob and Mary, Sunny from Bass Lake, Evette and Renee Zoot and Galahad, Pleasant Lake Water Protectors. We will miss you guys. Anoka Caller, Chris from the Sweaty Turtle Lodge, My Green Warblers and the Wisconsin Warblers, Jen, Lanes of Northfield, Brad, Breezy Point from Lake Vermilion, Jimmy Slick, Danger Camp Oahu, Ken from Bemidji, The Scooty Crew, Larry from Eveleth, Abandoned Luncheonette, and one of the Eddies. And we had over 50 callers tonight, folks.
Wow. Well, we couldn't do it without you guys, so thank you so much for listening and taking us with you. Don't forget to stay tuned for KAXE After Dark with your host, The Clock House.
Yes.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota.
And join us at KAXE.org. I had so much fun, Justine. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting KAXE. And without further ado, here are the Clock Owls with Heavy Metal on KAXE After Dark. Good night.
Night on.